Now the forecast for your weekend plans, whether you're headed to camp or not, or the beach, or just doing some yard work. And it looks like there's going to be a little break in our hot, humid weather. To talk about all this, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now by Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
So before any kind of cool down, we have one more warm, sticky day today, right?
That's right. Today's temperatures will also be well into the 80s. A few spots are going to nudge 90. There's a heat advisory up for mostly eastern Massachusetts. The exclusion is the Cape and the Islands, where temperatures will feel at least 95, perhaps into the upper 90s.
And I see passing showers on the radar in parts of the state this morning.
Yeah, plenty of rain around the area. Boy, over the past couple of weeks, we've really made up any dryness that was present. It's just absolutely gone. And we do run the risk for a couple of showers or thunderstorms, mostly this morning. I do think the afternoon tends to be drier as we're headed towards a better day tomorrow.
It clears tonight, so what's up for it tomorrow?
Yeah, so tonight's clear. We may go below 70 in many places for the first time in a long time. Still a little bit sticky out there. Tomorrow is gorgeous, sunny, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. It will be warm. It's not going to be a cool day by any means, but it's just going to be a bit drier. Dew points will be in the upper 50s to low 60s. The exception, Cape Cod, the islands, it's still going to be fairly sticky down there. That humid air really not clearing us very far.
Should people take advantage of tomorrow? Because the weekend looks kind of questionable.
Yeah, you know, if I were somebody that had to choice to work Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, I would definitely work one of the weekend days and take tomorrow off. It is going to be the best day of like the next five. So you would want to get to the beach or try to enjoy outside or also do some yard work if you're around, because it's going to be rather tough over the weekend. As you mentioned, Saturday and Sunday, there's a chance for showers, mostly in the afternoon, but the humidity's back. And so any of these showers could produce some of those heavy downpours. I think Saturday is probably the wetter of the 2 days, although Sunday's not completely dry. There's just a better chance that more of us are going to see showers.
How's it going to be for people visiting the Cape and the Islands or heading to the mountains this weekend?
Much the same forecast, the chance for showers. The Cape and the Islands will have a little bit of a less risk for showers on Saturday and Sunday, but nevertheless, it's not going to be dry. And I think that there will be some sunshine, but a lot of clouds, you know, cloudy periods. At times you'll see 1 or 2 or 3 hours of clouds. So it's really tough to make a plan to go to the beach when you're going to be cloudy for much of that time, unless, you know, you're aware of that's what you're getting.
You mentioned the start of next week doesn't really look great weather-wise.
Yeah, so it's unsettled. It's not going to be cloudy and raining the whole time. We go to Monday, for example. I see a blend of clouds, sunshine. But again, that chance for showers, and with the humidity coming back, any of those showers can produce some heavier rain. And I think we'll be having a lot of clouds around on Tuesday with a little bit of sun. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s, nighttime lows in the upper 60s to around 70. So just more of this pattern, which doesn't look to break to me until sometime at least in this third week of the month.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot. Enjoy your garden this weekend.
You as well.